Bobby rarely thought of his mother anymore, but when he did, it was almost always during moments like this one, when he wanted something he knew he couldn't have, when he felt a little unhinged, a little undone, a permanent outsider, always looking in. He remembered the way the woman had held her child last night, the little boy's head tucked against her chest, her hands tight over his ears, and he found himself wondering in a dark, foreboding sort of way if his mother had ever done the same. 2 in the afternoon, on a bright sunny day, when he should have been cruising I-93 for speeders or drunks or motorists in need of assistance, when he should have been going through the paces the way he'd been going through the paces for years, Bobby stood in the doorway of his girlfriend's bedroom and felt something inside him tear. A sharp, hard ache. A genuine physical pain. Then the worst of it was over, and all that was left was an already fading ache, the echo of a ghost pain, a soft mourning for what might have been. He could live with that. He had, in fact, been living with that for years. Bobby left. When the front door clicked shut behind him, Susan opened her eyes. She spotted the empty space on the bed. She called out his name, but he was already down the hall, and it was too late to hear. The L Street Tavern was a bar's bar, heralding back to the days of smoke-filled interiors and drunken games of darts, the days before bars became smoke-free, family-friendly national chains and the settings of popular sitcoms. Lots of cops hung out here. Locals, too. It was the kind of place where a guy could finally relax. It was also crowded on a Friday night. Bobby thought he'd have to stand, but then halfway across the low-lit room, Walter Jensen from Boston PD spotted him and immediately slid off his stool. "Bobby, my man, get your ass over here. Have a seat, make yourself at home. Hey, Gary, I'm buying this man a beer." "Coke," Bobby said automatically, making his way to the wood-scarred bar where lots of guys were turning now. Some he knew, some he didn't. Behind the bar, Gary had already started pouring a Killian's. "Beer," Walt said sternly. "Pager can't get you any more, Bobby, remember? As long as you're on administrative leave, the 400-pound gorilla is dead. So sit back, loosen that collar, and have yourself a cold one." "Well, shit," Bobby said with some surprise. "You're right." So Bobby had a beer. First from Walt, who had to congratulate him on a job well done. "I heard it straight from the horse's mouth, Lieutenant Jack Ramo himself. You did what you had to do, and through glass, no less. Shit, Bobby, that's some serious shooting." Then Donnie, also BPD, wanted in on the glory. He refreshed Bobby's drink and contributed his own 2 cents.
"Just goes to show, money doesn't buy happiness. Walt, how many times have we been out to that place? 3, 4, 5? We're just sorry we missed the party."